say yours, okay? Don't put words in between my words. For everyone that is born,
pour tous ceux qui sont nés,
that's how to interpret. For everyone that is born,
pour tous ceux qui sont nés,
there is a prophecy that preceded you.
Il y a la prophétie qui vous
before you came into this world.
Avant que vous deviez dans cette
I told monde, you the other time when I was talking on worry with prophecies,
avec votre prophétie,
that there are five ways prophecy comes to a man's life. Prophecy before you were born.
La prophétie avant votre naissance.
Before I formed in thy mother's womb, I ordained thee, I knew thee. Then there is prophecy that comes from the word of God.
Il y a la prophétie qui vient de la parole
we
de
have
Dieu.
A more sure word of prophecy.
Nous avons des paroles sûres de la
there is prophecy that comes from the mouth of a prophet.
Il y a la prophétie qui vient de la bouche de la, du
and prophète. There is a prophecy by your character.
Il y a des prophéties par votre caractère.
By the way you act and behave,
et
it's a prophecy
vous
of your future.
C'est la, il y a la prophétie de votre
and there is a prophecy of the enemy.
Il y a la prophétie de l'ennemi.
There are prophecies we always fail.
Mais les prophéties vont toujours échouer.
But we are going to pray this morning.
Oh
God, arise.
Oh Dieu, lève-toi.
Visit me as you have said.
Visite-moi comme tu l'as dit.
Do unto me as you have spoken.
Fais-moi comme tu l'as déclaré.
I told you whenever you are praying,
partout quand vous priez,
introduce those prayers and switch into the Holy Ghost.
Et soumettez ça.
Let the Holy Ghost begin to decipher.
Que le Saint-Esprit commence
and bisect the prayer in speaking in tongues.
Utiliser la prière.
For he that prayeth in an unknown tongue,
celui qui parle en autre langue,
the Bible says, defieth himself. How be it? In the spirit,
dans l'esprit,
he speaketh mysteries.
Il parle de mystères.
When you are praying in tongues, you are actually you are charging yourself. That is edification. You are building yourself. But in the spirit, what you are doing
ce que vous êtes en train de faire,
is you are speaking mysteries.
Vous êtes en train de parler de mystères.
I said to somebody,
je dis à quelqu'un,
the era of the era of the of the reign of the prince of Persia is over.
Le règne du prince de la Perse est terminé.
The prince of Persia could delay Daniel's prayer for 21 days because Daniel was not speaking in tongues.
Parce que Daniel ne parlait pas en langue.
The prince of Persia could only delay a prayer that he understood.
Il peut arrêter la prière qu'il a compris.
So when I begin to speak in tongues,
quand vous parlez en langue,
no devil,
aucun démon,
from Persia,
de Perse,
from anywhere. Because I'm speaking a language they don't understand. When I speak in tongues, I communicate with angels.
Vous communiquez avec les anges.
He said, though you speak with tongues of angels,
nous parlons la langue des anges.
Lift your right hand of fire. Say, in the name of Jesus.
Le nom de Jésus.
I can hear you today. Say, in the name of Jesus. Say, in the name of Jesus. Say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I can't hear you. In the name of Jesus. As I begin to pray, oh Lord, arise. Visit me as you have said. Do unto me as you have spoken. Go ahead and pray the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Father, we thank you because it's done. You've got times and seasons in your hand. You can't put light out of darkness. You don't need a man to be the God you are. Yet you have chosen to call me your own. You've got times and seasons in your hand. You can't put light out of darkness. You don't need a man to be the God you were. So come, let's take that again. You got times. You call for light out of darkness. You don't need a man to be the God you are. Yet you have chosen. We're going to repeat it one more time. I want to feel the presence of that angel. You've got time and seasons in your hand. Aha, that's the anointing already down. You can't fight light out of darkness. You don't need a man to be God you are. Yet you have chosen to call me your own. You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are. Aha.
Jesus. Down at your feet, O Lord, is the most high place. In your presence, Lord, I seek your face. I seek your face, for there is no higher calling and no greater honor than to bow and kneel before your throne.
Take your seat in His presence. Amen. Okay, Luke chapter 16, verse 27 and 28. Luke 16. Quiet instrumentalism. Luke 16, 27 to 28. I want us to read it together. Together. One, two, go. And he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house, for I have five brethren, that he may testify to them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Can we take that for 28 again? For I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place, a message from hell.
a message from hell. Why is this man of God giving us a message from hell? I'm not the one giving you a message. It's a man that gave the message. I'm only amplifying what a man gave as a message from hell. That's what someone who had been there sent to us as a message. And Jesus said, no man has seen the Father except he that comes from the Father. So any man who has been somewhere and is giving you a message from that place, you are better listen. So there is a message. I'm not preaching this morning. There's a man that is preaching. I'm only re-echoing and amplifying and x-raying the man and the life of the man who was given a message from hell. He said, Father Abraham, I have a message from hell. You know, in 1 Corinthians 1:25, the Bible says, the foolishness of God is wiser than men. The foolishness of God is wiser than men. 1 Corinthians 3:19, he said, the wisdom of this world is foolishness to God. 1 Corinthians 1:27, the Bible says it clearly, that God uses the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. So, I have a message. This was a man that was wealthy. In his lifetime, he never acknowledged God, but in hell, he called God Father. That knee that you refuse to bow in your lifetime, you may bow it in hell. That God you refuse to acknowledge as Father in lifetime, you may call him Father in hell. But by then, he will not need a son. Hell is saying to everyone hearing the sound of my voice, hell is saying, please don't come here. Hell is saying to everyone under the sound of my voice, wherever you hear the sound of my voice from, hell is saying, I have a message for the church. I have a message for Christians. No matter where you go, go anywhere, travel anywhere, visit anywhere, but please, at the end of time, don't come. Hell was actually prepared for the devil and his edges. But men choose to follow them. This man was so wealthy. The Bible called him a rich man. He was a rich man. One of the problems with riches is that riches deceive. Riches. We deceive. Tell somebody there's a message from hell. Tell somebody there's a message from hell. Riches deceive. The greatest deception is the deceitfulness of riches. In Matthew chapter 13 verse 22, he said the deceitfulness of riches. In Proverbs 27:24, the Bible says clearly that riches are not forever. In Proverbs 11:28, the Bible says, he that trusteth in riches shall fail. God has blessed you and arrogance has set in. In Psalm chapter 30 verse 6, David said, I have said, in my prosperity I shall never be moved. In Proverbs chapter 1 verse 32, he said, only fools, their prosperity destroy them. The prosperity of fools destroy them. In Jeremiah 17:11, he said, as partridge sitteth on eggs and hatcheth it not, so is he that get riches but not by right. He shall leave them at the midst of his years, and at the end he shall be a fool. In Proverbs 20:21, it says, an inheritance may be gotten hastily at the beginning, but the end of it shall not be blessed. He was speaking in 1 Timothy 6:17. He said, charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded. But they should know that only God, we should trust in the riches that God can give. In Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 23, he said, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom. Let not the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches. But if any man must glory, let him glory in the fact that he knows and fears me. Proverbs 23 verse 5, see, when you trust in riches, they carry wings and they fly. Wealth and riches and money, materialism,
has ruined a lot of people. There is so much deceit. Listen to me, you must be very careful. Anytime you want to pamper your flesh, anytime you are there to warm your flesh and give yourself pleasure, you are on your way to denying Christ. Peter never denied Christ until he stood close to the fire to give his flesh warmth. When he stood close to the fire in the cold of the day to give his flesh warmth, he denied Christ. You can't pursue this world and pursue the Lord. There's a message from hell. A man who has been there. This is the only account in scripture of a man who literally went to hell. And God permitted him to say, talk to the people. Let them know, let them know, let them know, let them know. This man's story tells us that there is life after death. Settle that. There is life after death. Hebrews 9:27. He's appointed to man once to die. After that, 2 Corinthians 5:10. We shall not appear. 2 Corinthians 5:10. We shall not appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive what was done in his body, whether it be good or bad. There is life after death. The man left this world. So I need you to understand that how you live now determines where you find yourself after death. I'm laying the foundation for this message. How you live now determines. The man said, go to my father's house. Now this is very critical. Listen to this very well. He said, go to my father's house. I have 5 brothers. I have what? I have what? I have what? I have what? He said, I have 5 brothers. And we know in the theology of numerology, 1 means a beginning, 2 means witness, out of the mouth of 2 or 3 witness. 3 is the number of God, God the Father, Son, and Spirit. 4 is the number of balance. 5 is the number of grace. So the man said, I have 5 brothers. What he was saying is that I have a group of brothers who have grace working for them. I have a group of brothers who have enjoyed the privilege of wealth and prosperity. I have a group of brothers who are as rich as I am. And this riches was the grace of God. 1 Corinthians 15:10. I am what I am by the grace of God. He is saying, I have brothers who are currently enjoying grace, but they are abusing that grace they are enjoying. In Galatians, I believe 2:21, he said, do not forsake the grace of God. In Romans 6:1, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Numbers 2 say, God forbid. Galatians 5:4 say they are falling from grace. Hebrews 12:28, he said, we have received a kingdom that cannot be moved. He said, but let us with grace serve God with reverence and godly fear. Godly fear, Jude 1:4, he said, they have turned the grace of God into lasciviousness. Anything you enjoy today that sounds like prosperity, that seems like abundance, that seems like increase, it is the grace of God. So this man was saying, while I was on earth, I enjoyed grace, but I abused grace. I have 5 brothers. I have brothers like me who are rich, who are enjoying the grace of God, who are enjoying the wealth of God. I need Lazarus to go and warn them that they don't get carried away by reason of the grace of God. Are you rich? It is the grace of God. Are you educated? It's the grace of God. Are you talented? It's the grace of God. Are you known in the world of politics? It's the grace of God. And when you begin to abuse that grace, hell is giving a message to you today. I have 5 brothers. What do you have? The man called Noah that built the ark. It wasn't because he was who he was. In Genesis 6:8, Noah found grace. 1 Corinthians 4:7 says, what do you have? He said, what makes you different from another? What do you have that you have not received? And if you have received it, why do you act like you have not received? Somebody say, I am what I am by the grace of God. Say that again. I am what I am by the grace of God. One more time. I am what I am by the grace of God. is real. Hell fire. I'm sounding the fire. Is real. And let me explain something. When you die now, or if you die now, you go to heaven when you walk with God, or you go to hell. Your soul goes to hell, not hellfire. Hell is grave. That's what the Bible says in Psalm chapter 9, verse 17. They shall be turned to hell, all nations, the wicked and they that forget God. Okay? That's what the Bible says. It says in Psalm chapter 16, verse 10, and Acts chapter 2, verse 27, rather, thou shalt not suffer my soul to see corruption, nor leave it in hell. So when a person dies, not knowing the law, the person goes to hell. And their soul is tormented until the day of judgment. When the day of judgment comes, that is when the Lord assembles everyone together, those who walk with him and those who didn't walk with him, and those who didn't walk with him are now cast into hell fire. Do you understand the difference now? Okay. But hell fire is real. Because then, death and hell, according to the book of Revelation chapter 20 verse 14, death and hell shall be cast into fire. Revelation 21 verse 8 said there is a torment. There is a place of torment. Hellfire is real. Listen to me. Some of you stay under the sun now and in just few minutes you are complaining of your skin. Complaining you are getting dark. Some are complaining that their body is on fire. But there is a day that will come that people are going to be in a place not for 1 year, not for 2 years, not for 5 years, not for 20 years, for eternity. You have all opportunities today to decide where you go. If God would allow this world to continue the way it's going, then God needs to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah. Because Sodom and Gomorrah had no Bible, they had no pastor. Sodom and Gomorrah had no Bible study, they had no prayer meeting. If they had, they may have changed. Sodom and Gomorrah had no one to preach for them. Sodom and Gomorrah had no one to advise them or instruct them or warn them. If God allowed the wickedness, I was being told, one of my daughters sent me a message yesterday, "Dad, have you read what happened?" I said, "What is it?" About a young man, or a young, I don't know, it's a guy or a lady, who is 33, who founded something and discovered that his PA was stealing from him. You may have read the story online. And discovered his PA was stealing from him, and rather than report to the authorities, he gave the PA a payment plan, to say, "You stole from me, pay back so time." And the young man later killed him and butchered his body. I tell people, wicked people don't change. Cast them out. When you notice wickedness, people don't change. 33-year-old young child, but that's a guy or a lady, I don't know. Butcher the body of a young person. If God allow this world to go the way it's going, God may need to tell Sodom and Gomorrah, say, "I apologize to you." By the wickedness in the hearts of people, there are some of you looking at me now. If God decide to amplify what is in your heart now, God puts it on the screen, some of us will run. Some of us will take off. No wonder the Bible says in John chapter 2 verse 24 that Jesus never committed himself to men because he knew men. Hell is real. Hellfire is real. Write this down. Your value in God's sight is your work, not your wealth. Lazarus was called by name, but the rich man was called the rich man. Before God, his abuse of wealth swallowed his identity. You have cars, you have buildings, you have properties, you have structures, you are beautiful, you are handsome, you are intelligent, you are talented, you are a politician, and you have no God. God says, "I don't know you." I was praying with somebody one time, and he was having some challenge, and I was praying, "Father, Lord, I bring your son before you." And the Lord said, "Who?" And I was holding this person's hand. I had it clear in my spirit, say, "Who?" And I stopped. I said, "Bring him, Lord, before you." The Lord said, "Who?"
I said, your son. He said, who? And I told him to excuse me, she go out. I didn't know what that meant. So I said to him, what's going on? And the Lord said to me, I don't know him. He's not my son.
Someone in the western part, I'm not going to mention the state, I was walking out of a place and she was asking me, say, I've served the Lord, I've loved the Lord, and I've done this. He said, I'm not married. Why is God allowing this to happen to me? I was so touched because I could see her sweating with her beret on her head, and I see her sweating. So somebody, you know, must have been singing, must have, you know, been busy throughout the program. And when I was walking towards the car, she was saying that, and the pastor said, yes, she's a very committed, dedicated. Why do I say that? The Holy Spirit just spoke to me. He said, tell the pastor to step back. I said, step back, sir. The Lord said, ask her when she smoked last. I wanted to ask, do you smoke? They said, no. Ask her when she smoked. And I asked her. She was shocked. She said, last night. I paused. Hell is sending a message today. You have been hearing from heaven. And you have refused to change. So this time there's a message from hell. With all his money, all his wealth gone. When you see people who have seen wealth, all of a sudden come back to tell you, be careful. Any man that is used to fainting is not a stranger to death. Any man that is used to fainting is not a stranger to death. Is calling us today to align us. I'm tired of bread and butter Christianity. I'm tired of the kind of Christianity. All we know is how to receive. We are not conscious of pleasing the God that gives us what we need. Am I communicating to somebody here? Your identity before God is not your wealth, it's your work. Walk. Genesis 17 verse 1, God said to Abraham, walk before me and be thou perfect. Luke chapter 6 verse 40, he said, a servant is not greater than his master. But everyone that wants to be great must be perfect as his master. Matthew 5 48, be ye perfect as your heavenly father is perfect. 2 Corinthians 7 verse 1, he said, dearly beloved, having these precious promises, let us lay aside every filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. In the fear of God. In the fear of God. What are the problems of the rich man for him to be crying? Let's explain his life. I made a mistake. Run and stop my brother. Pause their lives. Pause them for a while and speak to them. Pause them for a while and let me give them a message. Send Lazarus. Verse 19 of Luke 16 said, the rich man every day fed sumptuously. Every day. Daily. Somebody said daily. It was all about party. Number one, the rich man said, go and tell them, I was too busy for God. I was too busy. Every day. Why did God allow what happened to Job's children to happen to them? Read verse 4 of Job chapter 1. The Bible said they were partying every day in their elder brother's house. Every day. Some of us, every day, Monday to Sunday, Monday to Sunday is all about pleasure, all about enjoyment. Monday to Sunday, the only day, no enjoyment. You say to yourself, today is boring. Why? You are used to pleasure. You are used to things happening all the time. Celebration is good, but there are times to be sober. Celebration is good, but there are times to be sober. 1 Thessalonians 5
Verse 6, 1 Thessalonians 5, 6 says, let us be sober. Let us be sober. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. He said, be sober. Leave him alone, leave him alone, leave him alone, leave him alone. He said, be sober. Be vigilant, for your adversary, the devil, goes about seeking. Satan says, I am busy. I target those who are equally busy like me. I only fear those who are sober. He said, I am a busy devil for those who are too busy for God. I am a busy, Satan says, he's a busy devil for those who are too busy for God. Many of us, there's no God in our plan. There's no God in our diary. We plan from Monday to Sunday. There is no place for God. There's no space for God. No time for God. You're only here on Sunday. Tuesday, where were you? You were in your shop because you had something important. Friday, where were you? When it's time for programs and services, you, as far as you are concerned, you only come to God once a while. That is why he only watches over you once a while. Okay, 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 30. He said, they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Too busy, that's the first thing. Too busy for God. Feasting and celebration should not take the place of self-examination. Feasting and celebration should not take the place of self-examination. Feasting and celebration should not take the place. 1 Corinthians 11 and verse 28. He said, let us examine ourselves. Let us examine ourselves. In Psalm 26 and verse 2, he said, examine me, O God. Try my heart. Prove me. Try my reins. In 2 Corinthians 13 verse 5, he says, examine yourself whether you still be in the faith. Examine. Write this down. No matter the blessings of God on your life, always create time for retreat. No matter the blessings of God, always create time for retreat. There are times you just put off your phone, you turn off your phone. You want to be with God. Because it's very easy, I know you all the time. Because the higher you go, the more busy, the more engagement you get yourself into. But as God blesses you, always have time for retreat, time to withdraw yourself. In Proverbs 18, verse 1, the Bible says, true desire, a man having separated himself, intermediate with all wisdom. No matter how busy you are, Monday to Sunday, have one day at least where you choose to stay away from people. You have time for retreat. You have an appraiser of your life. Look at Monday to Sunday. What do you think you did wrong? Begin to brainstorm. Begin to think about it. What did I do wrong? The way I spoke to that man, is God pleased? That thing that I did, is God pleased? And when your conscience bears you witness that God is not pleased, you make amends. That only happens in the place of retreat. Somebody say retreat. To withdraw. You're always going out. Monday you're out. Tuesday you're out. Wednesday you're out. Thursday. The man the Bible called a rich fool in Luke chapter 12. If you read from verse 16 to 19, he said, I, six times. No God. I, six times. Luke chapter 12, from verse 16 to 19. I, six times. Verse 17 says, and he thought to himself, saying, what shall, start counting, what shall, one, because, two, go to verse 18, this will I will pull down the bar and build greater, and there will I bestow all fruits and goods. Go on to 19. And I will, how many? Six. and six is the number of man.
So as far as he was concerned, all his wealth
was about him. Number of man. Him. Him. There was no God in his program. And God said, today, you fool, your soul, you have no time for me. The problem was not because the man was blessed. The problem was because he had no time for God in his plan. It was all about him. It was all about his desires.
Anywhere
not used for God, or anywhere without God in view, will soon be lost.
And the man who was wealthy
will end up losing his soul. Too busy for God. Too busy for God. Too busy for God.
So many of us, the only time you remember Sunday, you remember church is on Sunday. You came with your Bible.
It's only on Sunday you open it.
Only on Sunday and when you have a bad dream. Only on Sunday.
And when you see village masquerades chasing you, you put the Bible under your head. Put the pillow on top. The masquerades come. They remove the Bible. They beat you. They put the Bible back.
Why? The Bible is under your head,
but it's not in your heart.
Thy word have I hid in my heart,
not under my pillow,
that I may not sin against you. When the word is inside you, you don't need to put it under your pillow. When the word is inside you, when the devil comes, you know how to tell the devil, it is written.
Too busy.
Time for life in the spirit.
You see the attendance in church drops. People are too busy to seek God.
Retreat, there are things inside you. Do you know the Lord was talking to me? He said Adam was always carrying Eve inside him. Eve had been in Adam from the day Adam was created. Eve was inside Adam. As Adam moved, Eve moved. Adam moved, Eve moved. Adam moved, Eve moved. Eve was inside Adam. But Eve never came out until Adam retreated.
When Adam slept, Eve came.
There are things you are carrying about. There are things inside of you.
Until you retreat and spend time with God, you can't bring them out.
There are things you are carrying inside of you. There is a glory in your life. There is a lifting in your life. There is wealth in your life. There are increase in your life. But they cannot show forth
because you are not retreating. Too busy for God.
Hell is saying, my brother, my sister,
don't be too busy for this God.
Never be too busy.
Somebody tell you, let's say, your wife tells you, let's pray. So we'll be fast, I'm in a hurry. You will soon see something that will slow you down if you don't change. Imagine the man that is in a hurry. The wife says, let's pray. He's in a hurry. He runs out. Only for the devil to attack with an accident. He ends up in the hospital. See where the rush ended. Some girls were going out and they were going for a picnic and their mother called them and said, come girls, let me pray with you. He said, let Jesus, give me that. He said, let Jesus go with you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The mother said, let Jesus go with you. And the girls entered into the car and they said to their mom, where will Jesus stay?
Their mother said, let Jesus go with you. She gave them some crates of egg and said, stop over and give to my friend that lives so and so place. They took the egg, they put in the boot. The mother said, tell Jesus to go with you. And they said, Jesus cannot go with us. There's no space in the car. Except Jesus will go and stay in the boot.
The four guys had an accident. All of them died. The car squeezed, but not one egg was broken. Why? Jesus was actually in the boot. That's where they allowed him to stay. So he stayed there. Not one egg was broken.
There's something I know about God.
He will never force himself on anybody.
In Revelation 3 verse 20, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and sup with him and he with me. He said in Genesis chapter 6 from the 6th, he said he repented God that he has created man. The Bible says in Genesis 6 verse 3, God said, my spirit shall no more strive with man, for his years shall be 120. Men, we are living over 900. Methuselah 969. Adam 930. Lavished. These men we are living. David, that was not, that's not longevity. That is surplusity. And they were living. And God said, no, I put a limitation, 120. Not 70. It was David that said 70. It wasn't God. David said 70. That's David. So it's, but God said 120.
Too busy for God.
Number two. A message from hell.
The rich man, the Bible tells us, still in verse 19, that he fed sumptuously, dressed in fine linen. The rich man is saying from hell that one of my greatest problems was that I focused on outward appearance. Fine linen, outward appearance. Many of us spend our time, our energy to polish our skin, polish our flesh, polish our body, do everything on ourselves. But your spirit man is dying, Inside you is dying.
Outward appearance. Outward appearance is when a man lives all his life to end the validation of men. Jesus says in Matthew 23 verse 5, he said, they do their works that they may be seen before men. In Matthew chapter 6 verse 1, he said, when you give your alms, do not give to be seen before men. In Matthew 6 5, he said, when you stand praying, we see that a lot. There are people, even their prayer life is to impress men. When they are praying alone, palaba shagada, leke sobra, tell them, brother, come around up. You will hear. That's now the man prays. Somebody needs to hear that his tongue is outstanding. But when he's praying alone, but when you say, brother, pray for us, and zoom the inku pele entire ozozo. Jesus said they do it to be seen before men. They do it to be applauded, for them to be termed spiritual. I may see you spiritual, but the devil actually knows if you are spiritual or not. It's when troubles and trials come. How you react to pressure is what reveals your spirituality. How you react to pressure. There's nothing like, oh, I couldn't stand it. No, your strength was small. In Psalm 24 verse 10, Proverbs 24 verse 10, if thou faint in the day of Proverbs 24 10, if thou faint in the day of adversity, your strength. Jeremiah chapter 12 verse 5, he says, if you have run with footmen and they are very big, how will you contend with horses?
Outward appearance. You want the validation of men. You want men to applaud you. Everything you do is about how men will applaud you. How men will give you accolades.
Write this down. God told me when I was writing this message. He said there are many not known by men but known by God. There are many people, men don't know them. In this church, they may be the least. Nobody even recognizes them. But before God, God knows them. They have an outstanding. 1 Kings 19:18. He said, Elijah said, I'm the only prophet left. I'm the only one left. And in 1 Kings 19:18, God said, there are 7,000 that have not bowed their knee to Baal. Elijah! You are actually the 7,001 person. Can you imagine that kind of position? Imagine the position in class. There are 7,001 and you came out 7,001.
God said, as far as I'm concerned, listen to me, don't be arrogant. There are some champions coming from the sideline. There are some people coming from the sideline. There are some people that men may not know, men may not give them accolades, men may not see them as anything. But God has seen their works, has seen their labors, has seen their struggles, has seen that despite the temptation, they refuse to compromise. They are standing firm and standing tall in the midst of catastrophe and cataclysm, in the midst of exasperation. They are standing tall and standing firm. No matter the high water and high wire, they are standing tall and standing firm that they will not give up until their trouble give up. They are standing firm and standing tall. They have said to themselves, as for me and my household, we shall serve the Lord. Can I hear a loud amen? Outward appearance. Let's express something. The Bible says he was very fine linen. Do you know that fashion can be spiritually abused? That was the problem he had. The problem was not that he was wearing fine linen, because even Jesus wore linen. When he was dying, they casted lots on it. But he was abusing it. There is an abuse of fashion all over the world today. The abuse of fashion. Fashion can be abused when competition is its motivation. When competition becomes the motivation for fashion, fashion can be abused. Somebody wears something, you want to wear it. Somebody who puts something on the head, you want to put the same thing. I must outshine, unshine, and deshine him and deshine her. You have competition. That is the motivation for your fashion. Then spiritually, you are abusing fashion. Listen to me, child of God. Life is not competition. Life is complementary. Stop living a life of competition. Anytime you are competitive, you leave your lane. Anytime you are competitive, you are living the life of somebody else. Abuse of fashion when competition is its motivation. I'm going to church today. I must tell them. You know that weave on? that Brazilian Peruvian. That Brazilian Peruvian. That Indian weave on. When I wear it. No, I'm not tying it. I'll just comb everything. Let them see the length. I'll comb it so they know that the hair did not tangle. Just comb it down, it's on the waist. See the length of the hair. See, I was looking at them when I just passed them. I wanted to pass like this, but when I saw two of them, I said, hey, I change direction. I just passed their middle. I no see person. I no get time. You see, in my mind, I was just, in fact, when I passed them, in fact, I have close service. I can go home. That's just what I came to do, just to pass them. You have abused that thing. It was better you took that thing off because you have abused it. It was better you took that thing off. You have abused it. Women are guilty of this. Some men are guilty also. You're a young man. You wore a shirt and you left the two top buttons open so you can show them your necklace and your dry chest. That's how you open it. Wear good clothes. No! You must wear muscle t-shirt so that you can show your tattoo. Are you not ashamed? Is it tattoo that people are displaying? Something you should be hiding and warning people what you did in your day of ignorance. That's what you are showing. What's on the tattoo? Scorpion. No wonder scorpion is biting you. And even when competition is its motivation,
Fashion is spiritually abused when seduction is its aim. You wear something tight. There are some ladies looking at me, only two handkerchiefs can sew their skirt. Only two handkerchiefs can sew their skirt. If it's not, how can somebody go and meet a tailor? Say, tailor, sew the skirt down. After sewing it, you tear it on the side. Are you normal? Is that how a normal person thinks? Anything you show the public is no more private. There are so many of you, people have not seen you naked, but they know how your body is. Because you are wearing tight things, and you think you are seducing God? God is against nakedness. I say God Almighty that created this world is against nakedness. Genesis chapter 3 verse 7, the Bible says, and they gathered leaves and they covered themselves. It's in verse 21. It says, and God made clothes from with skin and clothed them. That you have something on your body doesn't mean you are clothed. Until you are covered, you are not clothed. Until you are covered! Told it, and I'll say it again. Any lady who wears any skirt that is above the knee is not clothed. To church? You can't even wear certain clothes to a classroom. You can't wear it to a banking hall. Naked people everywhere. We live in a generation that celebrates nakedness. No music in Africa today can sell without a naked woman. I was in the US and I was seeing somebody, the person was advertising a certain kind of toothpaste. And she came out with skimpy clothes and had the toothpaste. I say, hey, to brush teeth, you have to be naked. And I said, whoever is the director of this advert is a monumental, stupid person of maximum propensity. That you are advertising a toothpaste and somebody has to come out naked. Why? Because that is what the world wants. A generation that celebrates nakedness. You see, have Nigerian musicians, African musicians, any song, somebody must be naked. And the reason it is thriving is because we are not frowning. So that's what they want. That doesn't make it right. That a lie has been in office for a long time doesn't make it the truth. Longevity is not legality. You have a daughter as a father who still stays with you and comes home or leaves out dressing skimpy. And you let her go. You say nothing about it as a mother. In those days when anybody dresses, not even, I mean, your dress, well, even if it's transparent, women will gather around you and give you wrapper. But today you try to correct a young girl, she will abuse the woman. Abuse the woman. The young girl said to me, I said, I stopped on text, I stopped coming to your church. He said, I was entering your church one time, one of the women at the gate gave me tissue to clean my makeup and told me I should try and work on my nails. Is it not the house of God? Is it not the house of God? God looketh at the heart. I say yes, but man looketh outwardly. It is what man sees that man uses to judge your relationship with God. I say, I'm not happy that was done to you. I apologize on behalf of the woman if it is true. But please try and be more presentable. You don't walk to an interview office with a miniskirt. No, just imagine you are looking for the job and you just walk in there with micro mini. You are trying to sit down. You are trying to sit down. You are trying. One time we were at the first auditorium. I think I was just leading worship. A young lady was coming, and I don't know the usher that day whether the usher woke up on the wrong side of the bed. Micro mini. Yeah. Walking. The usher just took the person to the front. She went to sit down. I saw her do like this. She do like this. She
She stood up and turned back. I said, good for you. Good for you. You know, go like this. What? The thing couldn't, she tried to. She just said, no, I'm going to the back. And at the end, I called the usher. I said, why would you bring that person to sit opposite me? You left home with that kind of mentality as a lady. You are classless. You have no class. You are a general commodity. No class. People with class cover themselves. Because they know that no matter how you try to reason, you can't know what is under them. They cover themselves. They are fully covered. Have you seen people on a wedding day wearing miniskirts? That gown you see flowing is because that's how they expect a respectable woman to be. She should be fully covered. Fashion can be abused spiritually when it is done to impress. Pastor Henry, are you saying you didn't see the suit I wore last Sunday? You didn't see anything. I'm looking at you. What is that? To impress. Pastor, so you didn't see me. You just passed me. I could greet you like 3 times. As if you noticed that shoe. You know that shoe? There are only 2 in Nigeria. There are only 2. There's nowhere again in the world. After they made the 2, the manufacturer died. And there are only 2. I have 1. And the other one is the spare they kept in case this one gets bad. I'll go and pick it. So only 2. Only 2. To impress. I saw a wealthy man for the first time. I got to his house. I saw a gold dining set. I've never seen one before that time. A dining set. I never thought a chair could be of gold. I never thought a table could be of gold. I've seen gold plated. I saw gold dining set. Chair, pure gold. Table, pure gold. I said, wow. He took me everywhere. The WC. Yeah, he uses the toilet. Gold. I said, wow. Everywhere was pure, pure, pure before my eyes. Everything shining. Every hand are shining, shining. I saw arrogance in him. He opened his hand and he said, let me take you around. He opened his door, his gate. Look at cars. He said, Apostle, the cars here are too much that I need a traffic warden to control them. He said a lot of things and he said to me, and when he was done, he was showing me, I was almost getting intimidated. And the Lord said to me, you will ask him a question. When he finished, I asked him, I said, sir, when you are using the toilet, the thing that is coming out, is it gold? He said, no. What of what flushes it? Is it gold? He said, no. I said, you are still a human being after all. Forget these things. To impress. You are created to express, not impress. Express yourself. Don't impress people. Express yourself. Don't impress people. Am I talking to somebody here? I told you the story of what happened in Abuja. How 3 people were complaining. A woman was busy praying. Some other women were busy gossiping. In the midst of a prayer session. Say, Naim. The other one said, not be him. The other one said, look at it, that is it. The other said, it's not the truth. The other said, that is it. The other said, it's not it. He said, hold on, let me show you. They were busy gossiping over the woman that was praying. He said, Naim, not be him. Is it? It's not it. He said, wait. One of them tiptoed and touched the woman's wrapper. The woman that was praying, they touched the wrapper. It came back. He said, I told you now, it's not Hollandis, it's Super Prince. In the midst of prayer, they are arguing if the wrapper she's tying is original. Just imagine that. A whole service. God is speaking. God is moving. Lives are blessed. And people were discussing somebody's attire. Somebody's apparel. Am I communicating? You may not like my message, oh. Naked people everywhere. You think I will see you naked, I will recommend you to marry somebody? I will never do that. There are brothers who have come to this church as they point some people. I don't say anything. Am I not saying anything? They know what it means. Say, Papa, look at that person. What do you think? It's my daughter now. Will I open my mouth as a father? I say, don't marry my daughter. But also, will I also allow my son enter trap? So it's better to be quiet. And you see, and many of us, that's true. You're in church now, you try to dress well. Even outside, does your appearance evangelize to people? You can be classy and be covered. You can be classy and be covered. You can be fashionable and be respectable. All your idea of fashion are short things. You are relieved, you are dragging clothes with men.
No, Papa, you don't understand. This particular one are wearing it. Unisex. This other one is unisex. Man can wear, woman can wear. Oh, Papa, okay. Papa, tell me now. Is he wrong? Is he wrong for somebody to wear what he gets? He know what I have? He know what I can afford? How many of you know that stupid clothes are expensive? Huh? Stupid, useless clothes are expensive. So it's not a portion of what you have. It is what you like. People dress them young. I don't want to get angry this morning, sir. You'll be justifying it. You are giving me scriptures to justify nakedness. Number four. I'll say this and then I'll move to the next. I don't know if I can continue this. Number four. Dressing can be abused when you join the bandwagon. This one, you are not dressing to impress. You are not dressing to seduce anybody. You are just doing it because everybody is doing it. You have no purpose for living. If you cannot beat them, leave them. Don't join them. You can't beat them, leave them. There's a message from hell. If you read verse 21, if you read verse 21, can I go on? If you read verse 21 of Luke chapter 16, the Bible says, and dogs came and licked up the sores of Lazarus. The message from here, the rich man is telling his brothers, beware of wickedness. Beware! It was not poverty that killed Lazarus. It was dogs that killed him. The dogs that killed him were not natural dogs. They were witches. They were not dogs. I know some of us might be thinking, you see, Apostle, the dogs that killed Lazarus, I'm sure they were the rich man's dog. No, if they were the rich man's dog, they will not be outside the gate. They'll be inside. If they were the rich man's dogs, they will eat bones. Mark 7:28 and Matthew 15:27 or 31. He said, dogs eat the crumb that fall from the master's table. They will not lick sores. They will eat flesh or crumbs. Dogs! In Philippians chapter 3 verse 2, the Bible says, beware of dogs. He was not talking of literal physical dogs. He was talking of witchcraft. He said, beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. If it was an animal, he would have included other classes of animals. He said, beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. Beware of the concision. Witchcraft! It's true that Lazarus was poor, but witchcraft, that is what witchcraft does. Witchcraft takes advantage. They take advantage. Somebody has a bad attitude, witchcraft now amplifies that attitude to take the person out of a marriage. Somebody has a bad temper, witchcraft now amplifies that bad temper to make the person fall into error. Witchcraft, number one, they take advantage. They take advantage. 1 Corinthians 2:11. 2 Corinthians 2:11. The Bible says, let's say and take advantage of us. We are not ignorant of his devices. In Ecclesiastes 10:8, he says, he that diggeth a pit shall fall into it, and he that breaketh an edge the serpent shall bite. There is a power of wickedness that has pervaded the earth. There is wickedness all over the nations of the earth. Coronavirus is an extension of wickedness. We have seen people dying like chicken because an arrow was fired from hell. I raise my voice against the power of wickedness. I raise my voice against the power of hell. The Bible said they shall surely gather, but not by me. They shall fall for your sake. Who is he that saith a thing and it cometh to pass when the Lord commanded it not? You don't serve a dead God. You serve a mighty God. He's the same yesterday. He's the same today. He's the same forever. When God says yes, no man can say no. When God lifts you up, no man can bring you down. God is on your side. Power is on your side. Glory is on your side. Make your way shut fire.
There's a message from hell saying there is wickedness in this world. Sir, witchcraft is real, but the power of God is much more real. Witches take advantage. Wickedness takes advantage. They take advantage. What were they doing? They were licking the sores of Lazarus. When you lick something, you make it fresh. They kept refreshing his affliction. That is why some people think their trouble is almost ending. It starts up again. You think you have come to the end of a battle. The battle is re-intensified. You say, but I thought I prayed now. How come? Satan has showed up in another dimension. It is wickedness licking the sores. How come? I thought there's going to be peace in this marriage. Just when I made peace with my husband, there is a problem with my mother-in-law. It is wickedness licking up the sores. And the affliction keeps getting refreshed and getting renewed all the time. When you think you have come out of one battle, another battle starts. When you think you've come out of one challenge, another challenge starts. And you are asking yourself, when will this battle end? Hear ye the word of the Lord. This is the word of God unto you, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit. Wickedness. The Bible said they licked his sores. And you know the tongue of the dog has rabies. So every attempt to lick his sores was inflicting poison. Wickedness kills slowly. They inflicted poison. Wickedness makes a man goes into extinction gradually. A man goes into expiration slowly. They kill you instrumentally. Wickedness kills gradually. There are people who are walking on their feet, but they are like cups and coffins. The devil has succeeded in bisecting them. He has taken over. Somebody was talking to me how a friend of ours started putting poison in a meal for years just to kill the organs, kill the liver, kill the kidney. There are people who are going through systematic, progressive wickedness. Wickedness that is progressive, systematic, and instrumental. The devil is doing it such a way that is you cannot point fingers to a particular person, because what is happening is happening systematically. The Bible said they kept licking the sores and inflicting poison into Lazarus. Check your Bible, verse 21. The dog licked his sores and he died. Desire to be felt. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. Now, verse 22. And it came to pass, the beggar, after the dog licked his sores, he what? He could sustain the poverty, but he could not sustain the wickedness. You can bear hunger, but you can't bear witchcraft. Am I communicating here? And died. Stretch your hands to me. I stand as a prophet of the Almighty God. By the power of God, whom I serve and whose I am. Every hand stretched here,
whether right here in this auditorium or in the confines of your home, every hand stretched to this platform, I decree henceforth, you will no more be a victim of wickedness. Amen. You will no more be a victim of wickedness.
Amen.
All you have lost by reason of wicked inflictions, today it is recovered.
Amen.
You have pursued, you have overtaken, today recover all. As your hands are stretched to this altar, I make a decree for the one that will say the loudest amen. Devil shall rise again.
Amen.
Shall rise again.
Amen.
Your family shall rise again.
Amen.
Your finances will rise again.
Amen.
Your finances will rise again.
Amen.
Take your seat.
Ow.
Number four, and then I'll pray. Can I give this number four? I should round up. Can I give you the first one? In verse 22. So the beggar died. The rich man died also. Death is a general and compulsory appointment. Everybody will die. It's not a prophecy of doom. It's a reality of life. Whether you get to 150, 120, 104, 504, 505, 606, one day. That's why I keep laughing when some nasty people are making some funny comments. They have been saying Jesus will come for years. Has he come? What kind of nonsense is that? Is your grandfather still alive? If Jesus doesn't come, you may go. If Jesus doesn't come in your time, you may go before he comes. So this nasty saying they have been saying, oh, for years, they have been saying he will come. He hasn't come. Is your grandfather still alive? Is your great-grandfather still alive? Except the witches and the wizards that refuse to die? All those wicked people that that in their family, in their generation, young ones keep dying, old ones keep aging. Their families today, you see all the old men, they have all bent. Bent. This is how they are walking. Permanently, that's how they are. Refuse to die. Wicked people. You see young boys in their 40s dying. Men, 108. 108 is this strong. Why? You're laughing. Why will you be strong at 108? Why? You say because of your gene. Gene, 108. 108, you are geneless. You have expired. That's a century. Over a century, 108, and the man is still strong. And some of them are proud. We are proud. If you see my grandfather, he's still very agile. He's sucking your blood. He's sucking your blood. Hey, look at you. He's sucking your blood.
That is a compulsory appointment. The beggar died.
The spirit of death has no respect for a high fence and security guards. When death comes, it comes. Now, I know this sounds somehow, but people don't, no, this is a negative confession. You should speak life. You will go one day. The earlier you face the reality of it, it won't come to you as a shock. When you face the reality of departure, anytime it comes, you just translate. You leave the flesh, go into the spirit, and continue living with the Lord. There are people that fear death. Those who fear death die quick. Those who fear death die quick. Those who fear death die quick. You are shaking. You just yes, he. The Bible says he has come to deliver them who through the fear of death became subject to bondage.
is a compulsory appointment. Lecturers will keep it. HOD will keep it. Students will keep it. Banker will keep that appointment. Politician will keep it. Pastors will keep it. Choir member will keep it. Protocol will keep it. Squad will keep it. Prayer band will keep it. Drama unit will keep it. Sanctuary cleaners will keep it. Hospital visitation will keep it. Teenagers will keep it. Youth will keep it. All we pray is for long life. Everybody will go one day. That's the truth. We are praying, Lord, let me live long. Let me live long. God says, no problem, but you will not live forever. Write this down. No matter what you have, you will leave it one day. Now your iPhone. Your iPhone 11 Pro Max. Your iPod, your iPad. Your laptop. Your car. Your six weapon that you stung on the wall with nail. You always brush them even when you are not wearing them. You will leave them one day. Just imagine Antichrist coming to wear your weapon. Antichrist. One day. The car. I got the news yesterday that one of my senior cousins who was in government died. And I looked. As I was driving past the house this morning, I looked there and said, who is going to now stay here? They can't even sell it. I shook my head. I said, this man is gone. Everything. No matter what you have, one day you will leave it. In fact, some people are even praying that you leave it now. You are laughing. Someone died. The husband died on a Monday. On Tuesday, the brothers had met the woman to ask for the documents of the husband's house. I say, what is the matter? This man, if I is not even dead, his spirit is still around. 24 hours ago, asking for documents. You are buying car now. Some wicked wizards, they want you to just buy the things for them. I told you the story of a man who was dedicating his house. I prayed for him. I was there and the Lord spoke to me. He said, son, there is somebody here who ate egg. And the egg became a chicken in his stomach. And the chicken is piercing his intestine. So he's bleeding. And the man said it was his brother. On the day they were dedicating his house, his brother came, gave him egg. As soon as he ate it, from there to hospital, the brother and his wife relocated and began to live in his house. Piercing. I said, they're in your house. And I said, what's I leave the house? My life first. You wanted him to finish. Another man, as soon as the house was being, they did the house warming, a week later he became mad. He ran out of his house. The younger brother now lives in the house. Sometime in his mad state, will move with naked clothes and look at his building, start laughing, and he will say, people pass, he will say, now he get that house, so. But they make him mad. Now his brother, they stay there now. And that's why I get rebelliously, stubbornly angry when I see people who try to deny the operation of wickedness. In Christ, we have a better advantage to subdue them. But that does not mean they are non-existent. They are! We only have an advantage with a new life in Christ to subdue them. In hell, he lifted up his voice. Write this down. A time may come when prayer will be meaningless. So pray now. A time may come when prayer will be meaningless. So pray now. In hell, the man organized his fire night. He lifted his voice. But it was too late to pray. You have been told to come to prayer meeting. You have been told to seek the face of God. The Bible says, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near, because a time will come, he will be far. Am I communicating? He will be far in hell. Imagine a man raising up prayer points in hell. because the time may come when prayer will be. The time may come. In verse 22, the Bible says, the rich man died. The rich man was buried. Lazarus was carried. Real wealth is known after death. One buried, another carried. The rich one buried. The poor one carried. The rich one humiliated. The poor one celebrated, exalted. Real wealth is known after death. Count your souls, not your cars. Count how many temptations you resisted and overcame, not how many lands you bought. It's after death that real wealth will be known. Some of you now, you are trekking. You have nothing. But before God, there are mansions. There are mansions by reason of your walk with God. You refuse to compromise like others to change clothes. You refuse to compromise like others to live a physically good life. But before God, you have mansions. Real wealth. One was buried, he went down. The poor one was carried, he went up. One was humiliated, and one was celebrated. Real wealth is known after death. If you ask yourself a question, imagine the rich man sending Lazarus, the same Lazarus he never helped in his lifetime. That was the person he was reaching out to. Write this down. Help people because you may need them tomorrow. Help people now because you may need them tomorrow. Help the poor man in your apartment. Help the poor man in your vicinity. The Bible says, he that helped the poor lendeth to the Lord. He that ignoreth the poor, he that mocketh at the poor, reproacheth his maker. Help the poor today because you may need them tomorrow. Be on your feet, everybody. The saints shall march to heaven with Jesus as their leader, marching away like soldiers, soldiers, faithful soldiers. We're singing and rejoicing, and yet the sinners cry. Oh no, how do I know? Oh no, the sinner's voice I hear. Gone, gone, they are gone, they are gone, marching to join the glorious ones. Now, close your eyes. The ultimate about life is pleasing God. In Proverbs 16 verse 7, if a man's way pleases the Lord, your enemies have no choice than to work for your peace. The ultimate in life is about pleasing God. Wherever you are saying, Pastor, I don't want to go to hell. I want to ask this God to give me strength to continually be heaven conscious. You see, one of the problems in life is that if you do not have a focus, bring that keyboard down. If you don't have a focus, you can easily be distracted or carried away. That's why he said, be not charged with oversurfeiting and cares of this life. You can become carried away.
In 1 John 3 verse 3, he said, he that has this hope in him purifieth himself even as he is pure. This hope. What helps you to purify yourself is when you have this hope. You say, pray for me. I need to rededicate my life to God. For my garment to be white. Whether you are a pastor, you are a bishop, you are a member, you are a head of department, you are a leader. You want to rededicate that life to God. You want me to pray for you? Wherever you are, raise your right hand up and let me pray. Everyone who wants to rededicate their life to the Lord. Everyone who wants to rededicate their life. Everyone who wants to rededicate their life. Until I reach my home. Until I reach my home. I will never, never stop my journey. Hallelujah. Until I see my God. I wear my crown Lord, I pray.
Je prie
for everyone.
Pour toute personne.
I bow my knees and I ask of you.
Je m'en genoux, je te demande.
From the pulpit to the pew.
Du pupitre jusqu'au peuple.
The constant daily consciousness of heaven.
La conscience totale du ciel.
The consciousness.
La conscience.
Of your coming.
De ta venue.
Overwhelm our hearts.
Nous envahis.
I pray for everyone whose hand is lifted and I ask and they rededicate their life to you today. Help them. Strengthen them.
Renforce-les.
Let sin, consciously or unconsciously, lose its place in their life. I decree your garment be white. Purify them, Lord, and give them extra oil. Like the wise virgins. Receive that today. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Now rise up, let's take a prayer. Everybody rise. I told us that there were dogs that killed the poor man. Say after me right now, whatever you are. Say in the name of Jesus.
Dans le nom de Jésus,
by the power of the Holy Ghost.
Par la puissance du Saint-Esprit,
the era of wickedness in my life.
La saison de la méchanceté dans ma vie,
the era of wickedness in my endeavors.
La saison de la méchanceté
be terminated in the name of Jesus.
Terminé dans le nom de Jésus.
Open your mouth and turn it to prayer. The era of wickedness. The era of wickedness.
La saison de la méchanceté dans ma vie soit terminée par le feu. La saison de la méchanceté.
Da 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 da
The Lord said I should say to a man here, I don't know who you are. He said they took the key of your office, but they did not take the key of your life. I should tell you that dry bones will rise again. Dry bones will rise again. I'm roaring through the wilderness, you lead me. Rivers in the desert will I see. The heavens and earth will fail, but your word will still remain. You will do something new today. Will make a way where there seems to be no. He walks in way we cannot. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to your side. With love and strength for each new day, He will make a way. He will make a way. Make a way for us, Lord. Moroboko Shatanaba. We exercise dominion over sickness.
Dans la domination sur les maladies.
Right where you are in this auditorium, or you are watching me at home.
Vous nous regardez.
You are sick in body. Place your left hand on that spot.
Mettez votre main.
Where you have a challenge, place your left hand.
Mettez votre main droite.
Place your right, your left hand there.
Mettez votre main gauche.
And stretch your right hand to wherever you are watching.
Étendez votre main droite.
Your TV sets.
Sur votre télévision.
Your hand, your mobile phones,
sur votre téléphone,
your laptops,
votre ordinateur,
your iPads,
votre iPad,
your tablets,
votre tablette.
The right hand of God is power.
La main droite de Dieu est puissante.
The right hand of God is power.
La main de Dieu est puissante.
I'm seeing somebody watching me. You have a brother that's roaming the streets mad.
Quelqu'un qui nous regarde, qui a un frère qui est malade.
The power of God.
La puissance de Dieu.
Is restoring his sanity.
Restaure ses sens.
I'm seeing a bag. With drugs, what does that mean? What's a bag of drugs?
Je vois un sac avec des médicaments.
Is it you? I thought it was even on. I thought that was something. I thought, turn it. What is that? Is it you? I just shot my and I was seeing bag of drugs. I even thought it was a viewer. I didn't know it was right in front of me. Right where you are, you are at home, all over the world. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. I command sickness and disease. Come out of your body. Fibroid, fall out. 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 Amen.
cancer disappear.
Le cancer disparaît.
Disappear.
Disparaît.
All you have lost. All you have lost.
Tout ce que vous avez perdu.
Get them back.
Soit restauré.
In the name of Jesus.
Dans le nom de Jésus.
There's somebody here. This month, I'm thinking. On the second, armed robbers visited you. Thieves. They entered the place where you sell. Like a shop. On the second. Is it you? Come here.
Lady.
Stand up. Stand up. Stand up, please. You don't have a medical report. You have medical reports. All of them.
Hallelujah.
And God is going to help you. There was an operation you did. And you did an operation before. You did an operation. And they took out something from your body. But there's something they saw again. This is an affliction of the devil. All your body is sick. Everything is sick. Look at me. This place. Your bone. Spinal cord. Sick. Look at me. Your tube. Sick. This corner. Ovarian cyst. Eh? Ovarian cyst. Come here. Lift your hands. Put your hand there. God performs operation without instruments. Come out of her body. What's Felicia? Your name is Felicia. Lift your hands. Come out of her body. Come out of her body. Go back to the place. Look at me. I'm hearing a baby crying. God say, congratulations, baby is coming. One, two, three, four, five, six. 6 years, right? 6 years. 6 years. 6 years. I saw twins. Hey, woman. I saw twins. You are expecting two? Stand up. Stand up. Clap your hands. Clap your hands. Clap your hands. This lady with the blue and flower, come and carry your baby. Come here.
Hallelujah.
Lift your hands. Wherever you are. Hey, ta 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 ta. For how long? 15 years. 15 years. Ta 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 ta. We terminate the oppression of wickedness. Anyone under the sound of my voice. In the name of the Lord Jesus. All you have lost since you were born. Recover them. Posha. Spirit of God. Epale. Aposa. Watch out. Pelamota. Epota. Incapole palataza. Ekepota kaseka. Recover them. The era.
La saison
You will no more be shortchanged in life.
Vous ne serez plus échangé dans la vie.
I want to pray. Who is Odion? Abumere. If that's your name, run here.
Hallelujah.
And God is searching for a man. Oh God is searching for a man who can stand in the gap, cry, spare my people, and heal their broken hearts, and give not thy inheritance to the heathen. Spare my people, Lord, in my generation. Spare my people, Lord, in Nigeria. Spare my people, Lord, in America. Spare the people, Lord, in South Africa. Generation, and heal their broken heart, and give not thy inheritance to the heathen, and give not thy inheritance to the heathen. Every one of you on this spot, raise your hand. I just saw God making clothes. I don't know what that means. God is covering people's shame. All this place. Lift your hands. Yeah, lift your hands. Father, I send the anointing upon them. Cover their shame. Right now, touch them. Touch them. Touch them. Touch them. Cover. 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 Lift them, lift them, lift them, just lift them. Cover, 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 cover their shame. Cover their shame.
Amen.
Cover.
Amen.
And give not thy inheritance. Is that your name? What's your name? That's your name. Is that your name? Lift your hands. Look at me. Open your eyes. Just lift your hands. I prophesy on you. You become the light in your family line, and you will shine. I'm seeing a woman in a classroom. Your mother is a teacher. I see a woman in a classroom. I'm seeing a man counting money, but he's walking away. I'm seeing a man where they count money, but he's walking away. I'm seeing a man where they count money like a bank, but he's walking away. You said what?
My dad used to be a banker.
Your dad was a banker. Now, four. You are number four. You are the fourth child. Let me say this to you. I'm seeing Issa. I'm seeing Ubiaja. Are you from Ubiaja? Now let me say this. The Lord would have me to tell you, by the force of grace,
that what has stopped stars from shining in your family, that power is broken. Wherever you are, shine! And listen to me. Be careful in the area of settlement. Are you listening? Because the enemy will set a trap for you there. But you will escape. 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 Lift your hands. Lift your hands. Oh. Someone, I saw somebody kept money in the house. This is a lot of money, and you don't know what happened. The money is missing, and nobody's agreeing that they took the money. I mean, this is a lot of money in the house, not the bank. House, money in the house, and it's causing a problem in the home. Please, thank you. Come, come. Who is Samuel? Who is Samuel? Olatunde. If that's you, come. Money is missing? Let you have it. Is there a lot of money? Come. It will be found. Lift your hands. We rededicate our lives to you, Father. Help us. Take us to the point where the things of this world will lose meaning and value. Help us to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Thank you, Lord. Now, the Lord just has to tell you, as your hands are lifted, ask Him for extra strength to begin a new walk with God. Ask Him for extra strength to begin a new walk. Brother, in the name of Jesus, let it be found. Let it be found. Let it be recovered. Let it be found. Extra strength.
Une force extraordinaire.
Jesus only. Ask Him for extra strength. He is a message. Jesus only. He is a song. Savior sanctifier, healer, baptizer, touch and coming King. Touch. Jesus only. Where is she? Go and bring her. Jesus ever. Jesus all. What's the matter? He now will sing. What's the matter? You brought your husband? Where is he? Save your son. He's the one. How are you, sir? God bless you, sir. Okay, I'll see you after the service. I'll see you after the service. Baptizer. It's done. It's done. And coming King. Now, we have undeniable testimonies of people who have believed in God for a long time, and God visited them. We've seen testimony of twins. We've seen God give people different sex of babies. And that same God is alive. You say your sister has appearances? Not just appearances. It's not just appearances. There is poison in your body. Kneel down. Be healed. Be made whole.
Redeem and leave it.
The middle.
I know will arise. Jesus, to bariga da ba ya da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba. Pray. I know my redeemer liveth. Bariga da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da. It's not far from me, yeah. I know when you will arise. The world will know my redeemer liveth. I know my redeemer liveth. We worship you, Father. I know you are not far from me, yeah. You will arise. Chidi 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 chidi. Blessed be your name. Now let's take this song just twice. I can go on and on. I'm telling you, I feel the power of God. I'm just trying to follow the laid down procedures of the government, that we should not exceed, you know, take too much time each other. But I feel the power of God so strong. Lift your hands, let's see this song just Christ. Hear my cry, O Lord, attend unto my prayer. From the ends of the earth, from the earth will I cry. When my heart is overwhelmed, that is higher, that is higher than I. Would I cry? And when my heart is overwhelmed, all over the world, miracles online, miracles, healings and healings, please lead me. That is higher than that. Miracles are taking place. Heal your people. Yeah, my cry. Sapolorodosh. From the ends of the earth will I cry. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. In the name of Jesus. There is a fight over a throne. There's a traditional battle going on. There's somebody here. There's a fight over a throne. The throne is for your lineage, but there is another family that's conspiring against it. God said to tell you, victory has been delivered to you today. Go and occupy your space. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Clap your hands for him. Remain standing as we close. No, we're not wasting time. On Tuesday, we have a Bible study. On Wednesday, on what? On what?
on Wednesday. Tuesday is a Bible study. Wednesday, the Holy Spirit told me to pray for couples, husband and wife. Husband, wife. So by 4 p.m., come with your spouse. The Holy Spirit said to me 2 days ago, pray for couples, husband and wife. So come with your spouse on Wednesday, and I'm going to pray. I don't know why the Lord is telling me to do that, but I just have to obey the Lord. Amen. Amen. And Friday we have our prayer service, and we're believing God is going to be a great time. Clap your hands together for the King of Kings. All Omega women should wait at the close. If you know, the women's conference is closed. The devil is in trouble. I said the devil is in trouble. We're going to be having the women's conference 12, 13, 14. No more tears. I believe in God that He will wipe out the tears. So tell everyone who's a woman, you have a wife, let them get involved now. The Lord will bless them. All my partners, if you have your seat, cast it on the altar. All partners, cast the seed. Don't put it on the bowl. Cast on the altar. Don't crowd yourself. Just cast on the altar. Don't crowd yourselves. Cast on the altar. Everyone, hold a seed faith in your hand. If you came to church with a prophetic offering, you say, I came with a prophetic offering to connect with the grace. Cast that on the altar too. Lift your offerings, everybody. Father, as we drop this seed, we put a seal on all we have received. In Jesus' precious name. Things are working together because you love me. When I lay my hands on the sick, them go they run. You know they do me, you know they play me, you do they bless me. My love will be the same. You know they do me, you know they play me. Thank you.
Lord Jesus, this week may God guide your steps. May you collide with favor. May you become a proverbial topic of success. May you control, dominate, lead, take charge in the name of the Lord Jesus. Everyone that came here with a burden in their heart, receive a testimony. Your time has come. In Jesus' name. My head is a